Zebra question. I asked the zebra, are you black with white stripes or white with black stripes? And the zebra asked me, are you good with bad habits or are you bad with good habits? Are you noisy with quiet times or are you quiet with noisy times? Are you happy with some sad days or are you sad with some happy days? Are you neat with some sloppy ways or are you sloppy with some neat ways? And on and on and on and on and on and on he went. I'll never ask a zebra about stripes again.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open years. I'm Georgia, and I am from Hudson.
I'm Amelia, and I'm also from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I am also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today, because that's what we do every week, because books are great. And we're really glad to have Amelia back. We haven't had Amelia on the show for a few weeks, maybe a month. I don't know. It's been a while.
More than a few weeks, like several months at least.
Time all blurs together for me. I just know I've been missing Amelia.
I just got onto winter break for college, so now I'm here.
Yay.
Be here.
Exciting.
Really? Lucky you. I still have tomorrow and the day after. And tomorrow I have a math test. Yay.
Woo, woo.
For radio listeners who cannot see my facial expression, I am being sarcastic. I do not want a math test.
The only math tests I ever enjoyed were when we had multiplication tables, because I was really good at those.
For me, it was fun. Like math if I understand it and I'm good at it.
That's fair. I feel like that's how most people are with tests.
Speaking of which, also I have to study tonight.
Well, good luck with your tests and congrats to Amelia on finishing her semester.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll be finished Friday. So also, I am officially fully vaccinated. Woot woot.
Awesome. Congrats.
As of today.
I got my booster a couple days ago.
You're old enough to get your booster?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I forgot I'm used to just, like, adults, like, 30 and over getting it. But I realize that other adults can, too. Oh, so woohoo! As of today, I am fully vaccinated. I got mine 2 weeks ago.
Cool.
my second one, not first one.
Nice.
And on my first one, I got this.
Oh, you got a giant creature.
It is not a creature.
What is it?
I think it's like a cat or something. But you know how it looks like a normal stuffed animal?
Mm-hmm.
She's not. She's something called a Squishmallow. And you know what she does?
She squishes.
I'm obsessed with Squishmallows. I have a bunch of them. I have a blue rabbit. And
you have one this big?
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh, really?
My friend got it for me. It's an owl. Mine is an owl.
Cute. Owls are my favorite animal.
Very cute. And squishy.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny?
Books.
So this is my new obsession, Pusheen.
Oh, so show and tell doesn't work very well on the radio.
No. It does not. You can tell, but you can't show.
Yes. So we're going to tell all of our radio listeners about some books.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who wants to get started?
I'll let Amelia get started.
Okay.
I had VIP all these months that I've been the only one here. Yeah, that's right. Emily's been missing some too. I'm kidding. No, Emily's gone to everyone.
Cool. So I haven't had time to read a lot over the past few days. I've been reading a lot for school, which isn't fun and isn't fun to talk about. But I did get some new comics over the Thanksgiving break. Up where my uncle lives, there is a Barnes & Noble that has an escalator. And that's very important to me because I like it when Barnes & Nobles are very, very big. So I have two new comics I'm going to start reading, kind of. One is a Junji Ito manga called Remina, about a planet emerging from a wormhole above the Earth. And now, as it's like moving along, it's starting to eliminate other planets and stars that get in its path until it eventually reaches Earth. And then some bad stuff starts happening, and eventually I will start reading that. And then the other one I got, I've actually read this before. It started out as a webcomic, and then it got published as a volume one of like many. It's called Lore Olympus. The art is very pretty. It's a retelling of the story of Hades and Persephone. And I just think the art in it is very, very, very gorgeous. It did start out as a webcomic. And you can kind of see that in some parts of it. You can see where it would have been laid out as a comic instead of like in page book. It's kind of, the first few panels read like Nimona, basically, because Nimona was also started out as a webcomic. And I love books like that because you can see how the art evolves. It's not like a comic where the art, it's like considered especially important. The art stays uniform the whole time. It can be flexible. And I love that. And this actually isn't like the full comic as it exists right now. I'm still keeping up with it online, but I just like the novelty of being able to have it in a physical form. So yeah, I have that as well.
Cool. Those look really great. I know how much you love Junji Ito.
Mm-hmm. The cover of this one looks really cool as well.
Yeah.
The audience can't see it, but it's very, very dark, very red and black and cool looking.
And the other one has sort of like a purplish, pinkish cover, doesn't it? Yeah. But it's also a bit dark.
Yeah.
I know Junji Ito writes for an adult audience. Is Lore Olympus geared towards adult readers or teens or?
Older teen adult readers, probably. Mm-hmm. Most likely. The tone kind of shifts in a similar way that the art does. Like when I started reading it a couple years ago, it was pretty common older, like teen stuff. And then it kind of shifted to maybe for an older audience, most likely as their audience like matured along with the comic, which is just another thing that comes with making a webcomic. You change, your audience changes. It's a very informal way of putting work out there, but that's one of the reasons I like it a lot.
I hope you enjoy reading this. That'll be fun.
Yeah, thank you.
I also have some comics that I could share that I read recently that are for a younger audience. They're both from Toon Books, which is a publisher that focuses on creating comics meant for young readers, that they have like levels, sort of like how Easy Readers have levels. So you can kind of pick the one that's your right level. And so you could read all of the Toon Books level 2 until you get a little older and then read level 3. Or you can read outside your level, go wild. So I read two books. One of them is a single story, and one has a trio of folk tales. And they're actually all folk tales, both the single story and the trio. So one of them is called Blancaflor, the Hero with the Secret Powers, a folk tale from Latin America. It's by Nadja Spiegelman and Sergio Garcia Sanchez. And it has an introduction by F. Isabel Campoy. And this is the one that's a single story in the book. And I really liked it. I'll read the description for this one. A damsel to the rescue. Raised by a mean ogre of a father who eats his opponents for dinner, Blancaflor is often told not to show off her own considerable powers for fear of scaring off suitors. When a prince falls from the sky and wakes up in her lap, she is spellbound. She moves heaven and earth to help the endearing yet not so clever young man, all while trying not to let him know. Boop, boop, boop. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, with their trademark magnificent brio, Nadja Spiegelman and Sergio Garcia Sanchez update a classic Latin American tale extolling the strength and resourcefulness of women. I thought this one was really fun, and I loved the woman, Blancaflor, is just like, you know, she has all these superpowers and she can do amazing things. And the ogre father has like set this prince up to fail, basically. But somehow, magically, everything seems to work out for this prince. And it's, of course, the magically is all Blancaflor is doing. So it's just a fun little spin on a tale, mm-hmm. where the damsel in distress is the prince. And then the other one that I read is The Dragon Slayer, Folk Tales from Latin America by Jaime Hernandez, with an introduction by F. Isabel Campoy again. And this is three folk tales. And here's the description for this one. A fresh take on timeless tales. How would a kitchen maid fare against a seven-headed dragon? What happens when a woman marries a mouse? And what can a young man learn from a thousand leafcutter ants? Famed Love and Rockets creator Jaime Hernandez asks these questions and more as he transforms beloved myths into bold, stunning, and utterly contemporary comics. Guided by the classic works of F. Isabel Campoy and Alma Florada, Hernandez's first book for a young reader brings the sights and stories of Latin America to a new generation of graphic novel fans around the world. And I love a little short story graphic novel collection. I've read several of those over the years. I just like the short format of them. I think the more memorable of these tales were the one where the woman marries a mouse is just so weird. But that one was pretty memorable. And then the leafcutter ants were pretty funny as well. They get a lot of work done.
I love it when fairy tales are spun weird.
Yeah. It's like, what happens when a woman marries a mouse? And nobody thinks it's weird that she's marrying a mouse, even though she's a human.
Maybe the mouse is easier to get along with than anyone.
Than a human companion.
Honestly.
Perhaps. I don't know. I wouldn't marry a mouse. I don't care how cool they are. But yeah, so those are two folktale collections from Toon Books that I thought were really fun and would suggest people check out. Yeah. There's also some other series from First Second, which is a different publisher. They have a nursery rhyme comics and a fairy tale comics. Can't remember if they have another one, but those are sort of similar in style to the collection one, except in those cases, they have different artists for each story. Whereas this one, it's the same artist for the full books. But very fun as well.
Cool.
Yay. So how about you, Georgia? What do you want to talk about today?
So I was going to talk about Becoming Brianna, which is, sorry, people who were looking forward to hearing about Becoming Brianna, because everybody's talking about comics. And I thought, like, I share pretty similar books every time, so I buy the same authors. So I'm going to change it up. So pretty much, Pusheen is this cat, a cartoon cat, obviously. Well, not obviously, for those who don't. So pretty much, Pusheen is a cartoon cat, and she's really adorable. She's drawn in a very cutesy style. And there are webcomics from Pusheen. I heard there's a collection of webcomics in a physical book. But there are a lot of webcomics. So to access the webcomics, just look up Pusheen, and then the first thing that will come up is Pusheen, pusheen.com. Click on that, and then On the top, you're going to see home, comics, character shop, fun, about, news. Click on comics, and then you'll get to the web comics. And some of them are plain old just GIFs, and they're really funny. But some of them are like comics. A lot of them aren't like classic comics. For example, this one's called Pusheen's Guide to Crafts. See an idea, which is a pic. There's a little picture of Pusheen. Buy supplies, another picture of Pusheen doing stuff. Harder than you thought, Pusheen doing stuff. See another video, Pusheen doing stuff. And something I find really cool about these webcomics is all these webcomics are GIFs. So it's like reading comics, just the comics are moving.
I was just peeking at the one that you just shared. And I think it's cute because it's like Pusheen at a computer looking like, ooh, excited. And seeing this thing about painting a picture. And then it's with her buy supplies, Pusheen looks really happy and has all the supplies you would need to paint a masterpiece. And then it's Pusheen looking a little upset, harder than you thought, as they're trying to paint a picture. And then the Pusheen's on the computer again, covered in paint.
Yeah, she's seeing
another idea for something to do and getting excited again.
Yeah, and anyone who gets absolutely hooked with Pusheen like I did, there's Pusheen merch. I have too much.
I have a sushi.
There's
sushi.
No such thing as too much. I have a Pusheen holding pizza stuffed animal. I have a Pusheenicorn sleep mask. I have a old Pusheen candy tin. The candy tasted like e perfume. But I use it as a hair tie holder now. And then also, wait, is that it? Oh, yeah. Also, I have a Pusheen keychain. And even more Pusheen merch for Christmas.
I have a little Pusheen plushie. It's a Pusheen holding sushi.
Oh, you I like Pusheen?
I like stuffed animals. And Pusheen has a lot of stuffed animals. So I was like, yeah, this is great. I love her.
Yeah, Pusheen is such a cute little cat. And so I just thought I'd share that. I know it's not a physical book, but the webcomics, if you just scroll through and there are archives, and the company was founded in 2010, I think. So yeah, 2010. So there's so many comics. And so right now I'm just scrolling through and seeing how many pages there are right now. Okay. So there are, let's see.
They do have some books too.
Yeah.
And there's just coloring books. There's a cookbook.
The web comics are really good though.
Yeah.
Because it's just like you can access every single comic all in one place. Mm-hmm. Let's see how many pages of comics there are. Hmm. Oh my gosh, there are over 25 pages of webcomics. Like separate pages on the website. Like you have to go to the next page and there are over 25. Wow. So it's Comic Archives. So it's like almost 12 years of comics. So check that out. It's really fun to read and they're really adorable and really funny. And then also while you're there, there are a bunch of quizzes. Well, not that many, there are like 9, but there are quizzes, horoscopes, giveaways, events, characters, like stuff about the characters. Yeah, it's a really fun website in general, but I'm mostly talking about the comic. So yeah, sorry, Becoming Brianna. You'll shine next time. Sorry, Machine's turn.
Yeah, Becoming Brianna, isn't that sort of like a comic? Like it has comic parts and some parts that are more like illustrated.
Yes, have you read it?
No, but we have them at the library.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen them. What section are they in?
They're in the comics section, I believe.
In the kids or teens?
In the kids.
Wait, there's a comics section in the kids?
Isn't that where you always go to get comics? Like when you first come into the library, to the right.
Okay. I think I haven't been in the kids section in a while because I've been, the times I've been to the library recently have been for HealthTech and other events. Feels so bad that I can't attend the AMA and cosplay event today, but my parents just had work. And also, anyways, I had the radio show, so.
Yeah, priorities, you know. I'm glad you're here on the radio, and I'm sure our listeners are too. And Amelia. Well, before we go, is there anything coming up that anyone's excited for? Book releases or other bookish things?
Well, I just want to say about book releases. There are new pushing web comics, I'd say, about every week. So
check it out.
Check every week. Mm-hmm. I bet you that every week there's a new comic. So think there'd be about, so what's 12 times 4? That equals 56.
No.
Right. I had a feeling I'm wrong. I'm just going to do this on the calendar app. I'm done with school for today. 48. Okay. So 48 times. So there are approximately 48,100 comics on there or something. I'm just estimating. So there are a lot. Pages and pages and pages and pages. Sorry. Taking up the time.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Amelia? Anything coming up you're excited about?
No, really. I need to read the books that are in my house already. So I can't let myself get excited about anything new.
So just excited in general for your break time reading.
I'm going to try and read some of the other books I have. I'm going to try and learn how to read tarot because it's a thing I'm going to do. It'll be wild.
You can do a tarot reading for me and Georgia sometime.
Maybe, yeah.
I am excited for, I'm seeing my family for the holidays, and as a librarian would do, I buy them all books. So I'm excited for giving people the gift of books. And also, I bought my niece a book that I'm very excited to read, so I'm hoping I'll get to read it with her while I'm visiting. I don't want to say in case she listens to the radio show. But I'll tell you later. So I don't know for sure if we're going to have another live Bound by Books before the end of the year. So I want to wish my co-hosts a happy new year, happy holidays,
yeah,
and to all our listeners as well. So it's possible that we're going to get a show in the meantime, but our scheduled days are on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So it might not happen, but we'll be back when we're back. And in the meantime, we hope everyone has a lovely time with some quality reading time.
Until then.
Happy reading.
Yay.
Bye.
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 one. A one, two, three, and. In your window tonight, I can hear the music loud and clear while I'm walking down the street. See the flashing lights of Christmas cheer blinking to the beat. Where that party at? Right here, 'cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones flashing in your window tonight. We get so excited when we see all the pretty lights, red, yellow, purple, white, and green. Christmas delight, where's that party at? Right here, 'cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones flashing in your window tonight. Ooh.